Now, Iraq's foreign minister says his country has never asked for foreign boots in the face of ISIL militants.
The message that Iraq submitted to the UN Security Council at the beginning of the international coalition never included a request for ground forces to enter Iraqi territories to conduct such an operation.
Ibrahim Jaafari says foreign ground forces are not part of the Iraqi government plans. He also stressed that no country has regular armies or ground troops present in Iraq, except for providing training and counselling. Jaafari made the comments in a meeting with his Australian counterpart, Julie Bishop, in Sydney. The remarks came after US President Barack Obama asked the Congress to formally authorize the use of military force against ISIL militants in Iraq and Syria.
When I announced our strategy against ISIL in September, I said that we are strongest as a nation when the President and Congress work together. Today, my administration submitted a draft resolution to Congress to authorize the use of force against ISIL. I want to be very clear about what it does and what it does not do. This resolution reflects our core objective to destroy ISIL. It supports the comprehensive strategy that we've been pursuing with our allies and our partners.
Obama made the remarks during a televised address from the White House. He said the U.S.-led coalition against ISIL in Iraq and Syria is on the offensive. Obama also said the resolution submitted to Congress allows the use of special forces and advisers and allows them to take action against ISIL. This is while Iraqi and Syrian officials have repeatedly questioned the effectiveness of the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in the ongoing battle against ISIL terrorists. To discuss this further, let's go to London and talk to Professor Rodney Shakespeare, political analyst. Welcome, sir. Professor Shakespeare, Iraq says it never asked for foreign boots on the ground. Washington repeatedly says it does not plan to send troops to Iraq. But at the same time, we have the U.S. president asking the Congress to formally authorize the use of military force against ISIL militants. I mean, what could this strategy mean and how do you think Washington is going to implement it?
Well, Obama, in respect of Iraq, Obama is lying his head off. This decision by Obama is an egregious example of the United States of America being the cause of the problem and not the solution. Firstly, they're not admitting that they created ISIL, they financed it, they armed it. Secondly, they are out to destroy the only effective opposition to ISIL in the area, the regime in Syria, Hezbollah, and indeed the present Iraqi government. Thirdly, they are doing nothing in respect of that country which provides all the philosophy and the money, which is Saudi Arabia. Where do you think their throat-slitting and the head-chopping comes from? Saudi Arabia. Fourthly, the USA is saying nothing about the part of Israel or the part of Turkey. All it's doing is claiming a limited intervention, but notice it is geographically completely can go anywhere in the world, and once they're in, they will be in without ever addressing the cause of the problem, which is American policy in association with Israel and association with Saudi Arabia and in association with Turkey. So what you're seeing now is going to be a spreading of the disorder and a spreading indeed of the activities of ISIL.
Now, they say if the funding of ISIL is blocked, then their breakup is highly likely. Just how likely do you think the Russian proposal to stop funding for the terrorist group would make it through at the UN Security Council?
Well, it ought to make its way through, but just remember that America is not in the business of stopping ISIL. It's only wanting to play games in respect of Ukraine and create the Third World War there. America has no moral or even political authority to stand up about anything. They will play any game because they're controlled by Israel, they're hand in gloves with the Saudis, and they're trying to create a Third World War. So, I mean, I don't know what will happen to the Security Council. I wish the Russians luck. They're about one of the countries behaving responsibility, but the Americans are not. They are the cause of the problem.
All right, Professor Ronnie Shakespeare, political analyst from London. As always, thanks for your thoughts there, sir.